Joshua Titcomb spent his short life fighting an infection. 9 days after he was born, he passed away. His grieving parents always believed his death could have been prevented if concerns about poor care at the hospital had been properly investigated. They felt so strongly they wrote to Andrew Lansley shortly after he became health secretary in June 2010. The letter included a warning that hospital regulators, including the Care Quality Commission, hadn't exposed problems at the hospital. It read, "Despite all these regulatory bodies, Joshua's death was preceded by the preventable deaths of other babies, yet no action was taken in time to make a difference to our son."
What's essential now is that there's really a forensic examination of possibly the Department of Health's involvement, what ministers knew at the time, you know, what David Nicholson knew at the time. These are really important questions, and there is a lot of evidence out there already, evidence given in the Mid-Staffordshire inquiry, where, for example, the opinion of people that worked in the CQC at the time was that the organisation was dancing to the tune of the Department of Health.
It's raised questions for Andy Burnham, the health secretary until Labour lost the general election in 2010. Local Conservative MP David Morris has written to Mr Burnham saying there remain serious questions for Labour to answer. In particular, there are questions about your time as Labour's Secretary of State for Health. How much pressure did you put on the CQC to tone down its criticism of hospitals?
It wouldn't be a total surprise if there were to have been pressure brought to bear. Whether that's direct pressure or a more subtle kind of pressure, the build-up of the ideology, the political intent and desire to see foundation trusts, to see the government of the day's reforms working and avoiding scandals.
Labour insists this is a shocking cover-up that happened on the watch of the current government. The Department of Health insists it did eventually act on concerns expressed about the Care Quality Commission. There is a danger this could become a political row with parties trying to pass the buck, when all the families of the victims want to know is who exactly knew what, when. Because they believe without the cover-up, these babies could have lived.